Good morning, ECC fans, and welcome to a women's volleyball special edition of the East Coast Conference podcast. The 2025 ECC Women's Volleyball Championship is set for this Friday and Saturday, November 21st and 22nd, at number one seed Mercy University. Today, we'll hear from one member of each of the four participating teams, beginning with Mercy's own senior outside hitter, Gabby Bieniek. Welcome, Gabby.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for joining us. You recorded an ECC-leading 333 kills for the second time, you repeated on that from last year, across 79 sets this year and topped the conference with 395 points for an average of 5.0 points per set. Wow. How were you so dominant on the attack this fall?
I feel like it always comes down to my teammates and coaches. You know, I felt so much support during the season, off and off the court. You know, whenever I messed up, I knew someone will be patting my back, giving me a pep talk. So, you know, they've been a really key point this season, supporting me and my volleyball. It was a personal goal of mine to improve my performance from past year. That's why I focused so much on getting stronger and my technique during off season. Every day, even when I doubted myself, I thought, okay, this is where I want to be in the future. This is what we want to accomplish as a team. So, you know, it was like so much motivation coming from my head and, you know, how much I accomplished last season with the team. I've just kept going and finally everything, you know, came to the right place finally. And, you know, we've been talking about this the whole season, manifesting everything. I'm so happy. Everything is clicking. Also, the chemistry is so much better compared to last season. Even the bench players, they're always supporting us, hyping us. Everyone is so conscious of what we're doing and everyone wants to help with their energy. We're really doing good this season.
You talked about everyone's hyping each other. The regular season finale against Molloy was one of the exciting regular season finales, honestly, in conference history. Trailing 2-1, Mercy came back to win the fourth set 29-27 before winning the fifth 15-10. You powered the Mavericks, 23 kills at home on your senior day. What was that moment like when teammate Mia Elisair put away that final kill?
Honestly, it was just pure happiness and relief. You know, the whole game was such a roller coaster of emotions. You know, we won the first set, but then we couldn't recover the two next ones. So we really had to come back as a team with our emotions, with our game to come back on top. That fourth set, I remember even though we were winning by five, they still caught us. It was crazy. Whenever I scored, it felt such a relief. I knew the team really needed me during that game, so I just knew I had to perform good, and I did, so I'm so happy.
In winning that match, Mercy improved to 11-1 in conference and won the ECC regular season championship title for the first time since 2001. What does that mean to you and your team?
I mean, it's so crazy that our small team of 13 gets to, you know, make history here at Mercy. We're so proud of playing at our gym. I still like cannot comprehend how much we accomplished and how much we still get to do during this season.
Mercy has earned the number one seed and with that, the right to host the 2025 ECC Women's Volleyball Championship semifinals on Friday and final on Saturday. The Mavericks are 11-0 at home inside the Judge Athletic Center this season. Talk to me about the home court advantage heading into this weekend.
During the season, we kept winning and winning at home. So I feel like we're even more hyped and pumped to keep protecting our home gym because it's so special to us, the energy, you know, the homey environment. It's amazing and it gives me so much energy and confidence to perform. All the people that are coming and supporting our athletes, our, you know, students, staff. It feels so homey, you know, everyone knows that we're playing, that we're winning. Yeah, so it's just amazing. Sometimes I feel like a star because, you know, whenever I go through the campus, people are telling me, oh, you had such a good game. Good job, good job. So, you know, it's amazing.
Well, you are a star, Gabby. You're the top outside hitter in the conference. You reached the ECC final last year, but came away just shy of Mercy's first ECC championship tournament trophy since 2001. What will the Mavs need to do to win it all on Saturday night?
The first step for us would be to focus on Friday's game against the Louisville. This is the most important thing for right now. I know everyone probably wants to think about the Saturday game already, but we're not there yet. I try to be really humble and composed, and I don't like to think too far in the future. I feel like we need to play as a team. That's gonna be really important, and support each other and also execute our game plan that coach prepares for us. If we do these things and also, stay composed and not get into the emotions too much, I feel like we can do everything. We have everything in our hands. We have to take it.
The East Coast Conference has announced a new partnership with TicketSauce, a cutting-edge event ticketing and marketing platform designed to support athletic programs, campus events, and fan engagement as its ticketing platform for all ticketed 2025-26 ECC championships. Included in this collaboration are a modern, mobile-friendly ticketing experience, flexible on-site and online ticketing tools, custom branding and white label support, and more. TicketSauce, a proud partner of the East Coast Conference. We are now joined by Malloy's Ilaria Mikol Kirikati, a senior middle blocker from the Lions who earned the number 2 seed heading into the weekend. Welcome, Ilaria.
Thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Happy to have you here. The Lions were predicted to finish 5th and miss the ECC postseason in the preseason coaches poll, but have battled to a 10-2 conference record and the number 2 seed for this weekend's ECC championship. Was there a particular win or moment during the season when this team knew that it had the potential of playing in the postseason?
We never let that preseason poll affect us at all. We gained confidence and trust in each other game by game. And I feel like definitely the first 2 conference win against really good and tough team like Damon and Duville definitely boost that confidence up. And we proved even more to ourselves what we were capable of. So from there, it just got easier.
Last year's ECC Player of the Year, Kiara Roth, made the transition from player to coach this year as an assistant on the Lions staff. How has having that familiarity and talent helped to benefit your squad this fall?
She's been extremely supportive and she's helping us a lot. Having someone like her with her experience and her background, it's definitely a plus in this season. She wore the Malloy jersey for several years, so she truly believes in this program and in the high standards that it comes with it. So all the job that she's doing with the other coaches in order to prepare us in the best way possible for every game, that's definitely like something that's helping us a lot in order to achieve this success.
You led the conference in hitting percentage this regular season at a clip of 32.2% with 129 kills on 314 attempts. You also ranked 5th in the conference in blocks per set. Which gets you more hype, Ilaria? A kill on the offensive end or a block on defense?
Personally, there's nothing more satisfying than like a clean kill. But at the same time, I do love how everybody gets so hyped up when there is a block on the defense. So I feel like I'm going to choose the second one just because it's just like everyone gets so excited.
Can't wait to see some blocks from you this week. On episode 4 of the East Coast Conference podcast back on October 16th, teammate Julia Zalta stated that you had the right pieces this year to reach your team goal of an ECC championship title. What is it about the pieces of this year's team do you think that has made you so successful?
I think it's the absence of selfishness. Everybody's on the same page. We're all working for the same goal, and we all understand the privilege that we have in playing at this level. And we don't take for granted any moment. We just like work together and we're close to each other. And I think this is what made the difference and the transition from last season.
You were an Italian champion, regional champion, and province champion back in Italy. 2 matches stand in your way of becoming an ECC champion. What is the team's mentality heading into the tournament?
Well, of course, we're really proud of how we ended regular season, but we're not satisfied with it. There's nothing more that we want than bringing that ECC title back to Malloy. So we're all really excited and looking forward for this weekend. I think it's going to be amazing and a lot of good volleyball to watch.
The East Coast Conference has partnered with Collegiate Travel Network to create ecctravel.com, a travel booking platform designed to offer new personal and professional lodging options for ECC fans, alumni, and all travelers. The new platform provides hotel discounts up to 50% off with almost all global hotel chains and is customized to help ECC fans, alumni, and all travelers save on lodging expenses. The site offers exceptional consumer value while providing an avenue to financially support the league and its member institutions. Visit ecctravel.com today. From the number three seed Wildcats, we now welcome Damon's senior outside hitter, Nayirka Malpica. Welcome.
Hello. Really excited to be here. Really excited to have this call.
Let's start, Nayirka, from even before the first serve of the season. Back in late August, you were voted the ECC preseason player of the year by the league's seven head coaches. What did that honor mean to you?
It was truly overwhelming. It was amazing. It was such a sweet moment to be called preseason player of the year. Just being recognized by all the coaches, it's just amazing. The first thing was just thinking about all my teammates, all my past teammates as well. Coach Casey, my other coach, Eli, when he was my coach. It's incredible support, and it just felt like amazing to just be called out ECC Player of the Year and give this recognition to Damon Wildcats as part of this team.
You mentioned Coach Eli, who's now at AIC.
Yeah.
Coach Casey, under both of them, you've really excelled. And this year, you've had another outstanding season for the Wildcats, leading the team in digs with 275 and ranking second in kills with 271. Career highs for you in both categories. What do you attribute to that success this year?
Well, first of all, shout out to all my teammates, because for digging, I need someone to be swinging at me 24/7 and just getting me to move my feet. And I know all of my teammates are constantly preparing me for this battle. The moment I step in the court, I'm like, I'm ready to get hit on. I'm ready to just give me the ball. I'm here. And for kills, my coach is telling my setters, you got her. And my setters and my defenders, my passers, everyone trusting me enough to give me the ball at the moment, at the clutch. They know I'm going to score. And that's just my teammates right there, because my teammates going hard at Lums and at the gym, just giving their all. And I'll give my all against them, to be honest.
Out of four all ECC first team Wildcats last year, you're the only returner. You're one of three seniors. You're the only Damon player to play in all 92 sets. How has your success and experience throughout the years prepared you for your leadership role this season?
It's been a long journey for sure, but it's been lovely. I have had the best moments. I've learned so much from my coaches, my teammates, all the seniors before me, all my captains. And it's just been an experience that has prepared me and has led me to all my career highs this year and last year as well. But rather than that, all my teammates constantly helping me be better myself. And being the only returner from last year's first team is, I miss them a lot. But it was a blessing to play with them, because them being first team made me focus and made me more prepared for this year to come in and be, I already have the experience, but I'm going to make all my other teammates know what this is.
The Wildcats have won the ECC championship four times in the last six seasons, including your freshman year in 2022 and your sophomore year in 2023. As a senior vet now, is there a piece of you that's kind of excited for the opportunity to continue the run, of course, but also make your own mark on it?
Absolutely. The history of winning, to be honest, here at Damon, it's always, we can do this. We are going to come up on top. That's always been our mentality. It's the foundation, to be honest, because since I came in freshman year, all of my seniors, all of my teammates before me that were older and with more experience, they just build on top of what they already had and helped all the other teammates just keep getting better, keep getting more experience. And I feel like that's what has helped us a lot get to the ECC Conference champions at the end of the year. But my excitement is the most I'll always contribute to my team. I'm always going to be the most excited player on my team. Always going to be the most that will scream, we'll go to the floor. It's about us building on top of that foundation that we already have and making the experience better for every single freshman coming in, every single transfer coming in. And just like that grit and that heart that we give to the sport, and just continue building on it and making the experience beautiful and exciting.
There's really only one final question that makes sense to ask right now. What will it take for the Wildcats to lift the trophy at the end of the night on Saturday?
It will definitely take us enjoying the game, enjoying those two games, coming in with the mindset that we're gonna ball out, we're gonna give our all. And at least for me as a senior, it will be an experience. I'll come in telling all of my girls, I'm giving my all, and I really hope you guys give your support and hold my back during this experience. Whatever happens, happens, because all the teams at the tournament are amazing. They're doing amazing this year. But we're going to come in and we're going to do our best. And our best is winning. And Damon is coming prepared for winning.
For our upcoming 2025 ECC Women's Volleyball Champions, Signature Rings is the exclusive championship ring provider for the ECC and known for their speed, exceptional quality rings, competitive pricing, and great service. Their commitment to top quality craftsmanship and personalization allows the ECC to celebrate our champions in our own unique way for all of their hard work and success. For more information, visit signaturechampions.com. Rounding out this week's episode of the East Coast Conference podcast is Giselle Ramirez, a junior middle blocker from the number 4 seed Deauville Saints. Welcome, Giselle.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
The number 4 seed worked out just fine for the Deauville Saints last year as you and the squad pulled off a 3-2 upset win over top-seeded Damon in the semifinals and went on to defeat Mercy 3-1 in the final for the program's first ever ECC title. What's the mentality entering the tournament again as the 4 seed?
So I feel like coming in to the ECCs as the 4th seed, we're definitely seen as the underdogs again. It's no different from last year. Like, we were ranked 4th as well. But with that being said, I feel like that's just going to fuel us. It's going to make us want to show everyone why we belong at the ECC tournament. It's just going to make us show everyone the gritty and hungry team that we are. And we've obviously been in this position before. But the mentality doesn't change at all. Our mentality going in is going to be gritty. And at the end of the day, we know what our end goal is. We just want to accomplish that. So we're just going to go and play hard and just give it our all.
You led the team by playing all 94 sets this fall and blocked 55 shots, including a season high 6 in a huge 3-2 win over Mercy on November 8th to give the Mavericks their first and only loss in ECC play this season. Big smile on your face thinking about that. It happened on your home court. You actually had two huge kills in the fifth set as well. When Cameron Ulinski put away that final kill, what was the environment like at Saints Center Gym?
Oh my God, that was like probably one of the most exciting games that we played this season. The environment was just so like loud and energetic. Once we got that match point, everyone just like went crazy and it was just so exciting to, you know, be there and experience that. Being the team to give an undefeated team their first loss is, it's a pretty big deal. Like, it's something that's like not easy to do. They were undefeated for a reason. Like, they are a good team, but so are we. And I feel like we definitely showed that. When we won, we were all just so proud of ourselves. And we all felt like it was such a collective win because every single person on our team did their job, whether it was like the coaching staff, the 6 people on the court, the 9 people off the court, like every single person did their job that match. And you could just tell, like, by the way we were playing, like, and we definitely felt like the energy from our fans as well, which was definitely helpful for sure. The collective efforts of our team helped us secure that win against the number 1 ranked team in our conference. So that was very exciting.
Just 4 days later, you hosted Roberts Wesleyan with that 4th and final playoff spot open for grabs and came away with the 3-0 sweep. Alongside yourself, the top 6 of Deauville's rotation is made up of 3 returners. Right? Madeline O'Brien, Cameron Ulinski, and Maddie Bogliff, and 3 newcomers, Alina Burtons-Decker, a transfer out of Jefferson, Gabrielle Dials, and Angeline Harmio. How have the 7 of you come together to win 5 of your last 7 games heading into the postseason?
Yeah, so I feel like we've been working really hard, our connection with the newcomers, you know, ever since preseason. We've come such a long way since then. Our relationships, you know, off the court are so strong that they just translate on the court, and it just helps form, you know, better connections on the court with each other. All of the newcomers have blended into the team so well, and they each bring something to the team that has helped us win important games. The three specifically that you mentioned, Alina, Gabby, and Angie, they've had such a huge impact. With Alina coming in as a new setter, you know, having to run the offense, she's worked so hard this season to form connections with our hitters, and she's done such a good job. And then we have Gabby, you know, a freshman, ready to come in. She's like just her ability to read the other side of the net and just know what's going on and being able to put up a huge block against opponents has helped improve our defense a lot. And she's been able to shut down, you know, the top hitters in our conference, which is incredible. And then last but not least, we have Angie. She's done such a great job holding down the fort in the back row as libero. She picks up every ball that comes her way, and she's just strengthened our defense so much. They've all helped us out a lot. But overall, I feel like our combined efforts, you know, with the newcomers and the returners, being able to find that rhythm that we were looking for this whole season has helped us win a lot of games for sure.
If you could describe this current team, you just ran us really well through the rotation, starting rotation. If you could describe this current team in one word, what would that be?
I would say gritty for sure.
Teams change every year, but of course, the goal of the ECC title stays the same. You just said gritty. How will your grittiness drive the Saints on your quest of back-to-back ECC championship titles?
As a program, we actually chose the word grit as like our team word for this season. And I feel like whenever we play with like a gritty and aggressive attitude, we're pretty much unstoppable, I would say. It's going to be really important going into ECC that we go out and play with confidence and play that DYU volleyball that we know how to play and just have that dog mentality. And I feel like if we do all of that, that back-to-back ECC championship title is looking pretty good for us.
And that'll do it for season one, episode 11 of the East Coast Conference podcast. You can stream, download, and subscribe through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the official ECC website at eccsports.org/podcasts. For our ECC Women's Volleyball student athletes today, this is Nikki Philpott saying good luck to all of our athletes competing in the ECC Women's Volleyball Championship this weekend. We'll take a week off and see you on December 4th for our next episode of the East Coast Conference podcast.